Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I invite you to see that in any issue there are two sides to supporting good. First, you must choose to support the good. Then you must choose to oppose evil. In the fight against abortion, you can support life by propagating the Rosary of the Unborn and by praying this Rosary. But you also need to oppose abortion by informing the public of its intrinsic evil. There are many ways to do this. Everyday conversation, distributing pro-life information, distribution of these messages concerning the evils of abortion, and many more. Prayer opposes evil, but in the battle over life in the womb, public prayer against abortion informs those who witness such prayer of the evil you pray against. In a similar way, the spiritual journey of the chambers of our united hearts is laid bare here, for this ministry's sole concern is the conversion and salvation of souls. But as many have chosen this path, many too have been misinformed. Therefore, do not be surprised when I come to oppose the evil that brings controversy to these messages. There is nothing to fear. It is love, holy love, that must rule hearts if you desire peace. Those that deny these messages deny the salvation of souls. Many use their power and authority to oppose heaven itself. But I tell you, human respect is passing. In the end, it is me you will answer to. Then it will be numbered, the souls you have turned away from this spiritual journey, the babies that were killed in the womb, because you discouraged the Rosary of the Unborn. How will you answer when truth is before you? Then will you worry about money, position, and power? I choose the little to confound the proud. My brothers and sisters, often my little lambs become confused and travel on a path that does not lead to truth. This is because those in authority over them, who should be shepherding them in the truth, have chosen a life of lies. This is true in the issue of abortion, where Catholic politicians are supporting abortion, which is legalized. It is also true in the life of this mission, which only desires to lead souls deep into our united hearts and to salvation. But those in authority, whose positions demand esteem, have chosen to lie about it. Today I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.